So thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the kind introduction. And good afternoon to everybody. My name is Matteo Naccheri, and together with Professor Fernand Pereira, I will present this work we titled Integrating a Special Just Noticeable Distortion Model in the Underdevelopment HEVC Codec. In order to illustrate my work, I will start my presentation by briefly introducing you the context where this work is devoted. And together with the context, also our main goal, our main objective for this work. From there, I will move to describe the technical contribution, which are mainly related in the integration of a perceptual model of the human visual system based on the concept of just noticeable distortion in the code that is currently considered for the high-efficiency video coding standardization project. And I will also show you the result that we have obtained from this integration. And I will conclude my presentation showing you also some future research direction that can be pursued in order to improve the quality of the presented work. So let's move to the context. And in particular, in this work, we have considered the increasing presence, the increasing popularity of high definition and ultra high definition videos in multimedia application. This increasing popularity is basically due to the recent advances in video capture and display technologies. For this kind of application of videos, it is expected that they will require more bandwidth and they will put more under pressure the current network infrastructure. And in order to not exceed the physical limitation of the networks, the compression efficiency must be improved beyond the one provided by what we consider nowadays the state-of-the-art in video coding, which is the H.264 AVC standard. And this emerging need has motivated, in January 2010, a joint call for proposal between MPEG and ITU on video compression technology. In March 2010, the call had a very successful outcome with 27 proposals submitted, both from academia and industries. And several of the proponents, they were able to provide a code that were able to achieve the same subjective quality of the videos coded with the H.264 standard by requiring only half of the bitrate. From these starting and encouraging results, several facts follow. First of all, we had the constitution of the JCTVC, Joint Collaborative Team on Video Coding, which is in charge to carry out the standardization and research activities related to the high-efficiency video coding. Basically, these activities, they regard the integration of the most promising coding tools proposed during the call for proposal in a video coding architecture which, at the time of this publication, was called Test Model Under Consideration, currently called HEVC Reference Model, referred as HM. The architecture is basically a common architecture for a hybrid motion compensated predictor video coders, but there are several novelties, most notably regarding the block sizes, the sizes used for the transform, and the adoption of another Hilloop filter on the top of the blocking filter, which is a Wiener filter. But as you know, besides this, let's call it classical coding tools that we can use in order to improve the compression efficiency, there are also the ones that rely on the human visual system characteristics. And in particular, this is because our human eye does not uniformly perceive the distortion introduced by quantization and lossy coding. In order to exemplify my claim, here we have the linear image that is being cursorily quantized, although maybe the projector doesn't properly render the distortion, but you see that although the quantization step was uniform over the whole image, we have some areas where the distortion is less noticeable, in particular the areas around the Lena's head, and other areas where the distortion is more pronounced, in particular regarding the Lena's face, the shoulder, and the mirror in the background. So our human visual system provides actually space variant distortion sensitivity mechanism, and we can exploit it in order to perform a coarser quantization where the human visual system is less sensitive in image areas where the human visual system is less sensitive than final quantization otherwise. Normally, this space variant distortion sensitivity is usually modeled in the literature by means of the concept of just noticeable distortion, which refers to the minimum visibility threshold below which no change can be perceived by the human visual system. Therefore, by means of this threshold, which is normally computed by means of adjust notationable distortion model, we can perceptually modulate the initial quantization step Q in order to obtain a perceptual quantization step Q, J, and D. Therefore, from this basic intuition, from this basic idea, here comes the objective of our work, which consists in the integration of adjust notationable distortion model in the HEVC codec, and in particular to address all the extensions that are needed in order to account for the novel coding tools that are considered in the HEVC standardization project. So let's move to see which are these extensions, which are the bulk of our technical contribution. But before that, I would like to briefly summarize with you the JND model that we have used for this work. It is a state-of-the-art JND model which works in the transform domain, actually provides the JND threshold in the transform domain, as this is the domain where quantization normally takes place in video coding standard. And the final JND threshold for the DC, for the frequency band high J in the kth image block is given as the multiplication of the three terms that takes into account different special masking mechanism of the human eye. In particular, the first term takes into account the fact that the human eye shows a bandpass behavior with respect to the frequency band. The second term takes into account the fact that our human eye is less sensitive to distortion introduced in brighter and darker image areas. In particular, here you have the first frame of the QVD sequence, and you see that the brighter areas, but even the darker areas as the astronaut shows, that astronaut in the background, they will receive the higher JND threshold value. And in particular, the last term takes into account the fact that, as I told you at the beginning, the human eye is less sensitive to the distortion introduced in particular areas denoted by image patterns as textured and corrugated image areas. So this is basically the state-of-the-art in JND modeling. In particular, this state-of-the-art considers as a block size, an 8x8 block size, and floating point discrete cosine transform arithmetic has a frequency decomposition, has a frequency transformation. But in the HEVC, there are novelties, there are differences, as I told you, in particular smaller block sizes and the adoption of another frequency decomposition beside the discrete cosine transform, which is the more dependent directional transform applied for interpredicted blocks. So extensions must be designed in order to integrate this JND model in the HEVC codec, and our extension, they merely regard the first term of the model, in particular the terms that actually models the human high masking related to the frequency band, IJ. So let's see which are these extensions. And let's start by the extensions related to the integer discrete cosine transformer to the use of higher block sizes. First, we observed that for 4x4 and 8x8 blocks, the DCT used in the HEVC codec is the same as the one used in the H264. And for these kind of blocks, there exists already a good JND model, which is constituted by the perceptual weighting matrices provided with the reference software. As these, the values of these matrices, they were computed, they were actually provided by means of subjective experiments. Therefore, they were properly designed for this purpose. For block sizes higher than the 8x8, we have considered as a perceptual metric the spatial pooling, which is a objective perceptual metric that provides an estimate of the perceptual quality, of the perceived quality. And this estimate is provided by nonlinearly combining the quantization error scaled by means of the corresponding JND unit. Therefore, this metric provides the perceived quality in JND unit. And for this kind of metrics, and in particular for integer DCT, for different block sizes, Andrew Watson carried out the subjective experiments in order to found a quadratic relationship between the radial frequency, which is basically the radius that you have associated with each IJ frequency band, and the logarithm of the particular quantization step that is required in order to attain a given special pooling metric value. And this relationship holds for all the metric value. But by definition of the special pooling, a definition of the JND, this quantization step Q is actually the just noticeable distortion threshold. Therefore, by inverting this relation here, we have the extension for the J and D band term used in the model integrated in the HEVC codec. For the other extension related to the mode-dependent direction transform, we have considered what actually does an image transform. Basically, it is the projection of the input data in a different reference system, whereas this reference system is constituted by the horizontal and the vertical frequencies, if this is the case for the discrete cosine transform, or for the kind of mode-dependent direction transform, this is a reference system that is rotated according to the prediction direction used for intercoding. Therefore, we have assumed, we have made the assumption that also the sensitivity for the frequency band of the human eye rotates along this direction. And therefore, our proposal consists in a rotation of the JND DCT band term according to the angle alpha, which is the angle used for interprediction direction in the HEVC codec. So this was the extensions, and now I would like to show you some early results that we have obtained. As I told you at the beginning, we have integrated this model, and we were particularly interested in high and ultra high definition video contents. Therefore, we have used the same video contents used by the JCTVC, and the coding parameters as far as the HEVC codec is concerned has been selected according to the specification given by the joint collaborative team of video coding. In particular, both on the paper and also here, we'll show you the results for one representative of each of these two clusters, where the future space is the temporal and the spatial index, whereas these indices, they have been computed according to the ITU specification. Regarding the assessment methodology, we have used as distortion measure the multi-scale structural similarity metric, which is a metric which is an extension for different scales of the very well-known structural similarity metric proposed by Professor Alan Bovic. And also in the paper, you can find the details of a particular assessment methodologies that we have designed, and this is based on the concept of metric resolving power. And briefly, this methodology actually allows to find a common perceptual quality or perceptually level common point between the video that has been coded with the HEVC codec and the video that has been coded with the HEVC coded with the JND model integrated. Therefore, since we have the perceptual quality that is the same, we are able to measure the bitrate reductions. And I will show you the bitrate reduction between the JND TMAC codec and the TMAC codec, the HEVC codec, without the integration of the JND model. As for the reductions, we have an average, very good bitrate reductions, and in particular, as you can know, there is a clear trend, whereas the bitrate reductions were expected to the non-perceptual TMAC codec. It decreases with respect to the quantization parameters. As for high quantization parameters value, the frequency coefficient, they are quantized to zero regardless the modulation performed by the JND threshold. In particular, also, we achieve a good bitrate reduction for the barbecue terrace sequence, as this is a sequence which contains very large, brighter image areas, and therefore our JND model is able to actually provide a quantization step that is very high. Our human eye is not going to recognize any distortion for these kind of areas. Here also you have the same data organized in terms of ray distortion plots for the two tested video sequences. So moving to the conclusion, here we have proposed an integration of a special JND model in the codec that is currently considered in the HEVC standardization project. The advantages of this codec are for sure that we can even improve the compression efficiency because we can gain bitrate reductions at the same perceptual quality of the HEVC non-perceptual codec. And also, we were able to provide the perceptual modulation that I told you at the beginning of this talk, because we have used a tool that is at the coder side, the JND model estimation that has been already proposed by ourselves in the last ICIP. And basically, we were able to perceptually modulate the quantization step for each frequency coefficient without sending the valid quantization step to the decoder, as the decoder were able, is able actually to recover the varying quantization step. As this advantage, we have for sure an increase in computational complexity, and for future work, we're planning to introduce also the temporal masking mechanism in the JND model, perform a subjective assessment campaign in order to corroborate the data that we have obtained with the objective metrics, and also performing a perceptual optimization of the adaptive loop filter that is included in the coding loop. So this ends my presentation. I would like to thank you for your attention. If you have any questions, please.
Okay, thank you. So we have time for one or two questions. Have you thought about to submit this to the HEVC?
Actually, we started our activities after the end of the call for proposal. But the problem is that they have to perform another subjective campaign, which is very time and resource consuming, in order to find the common point. Actually, our methodology works because it exploits a statistical indicator which is called metric resolving power, but not so far. We haven't planned to submit.
So for special JNDs, you used already available data by Watson. Now you want to extend to temporal. Is there references for that, or will you perform subjective experiments to get the data?
There is the special temporal constant sensitivity masking, which is based on the velocity. There are some data which depends on only the our human eye, therefore they are independent from the HEVC, and also you need the motion vectors, therefore you don't need to extend towards the HEVC coding tools. You can use the model as it is without performing extensions. Because the temporal model, if you see, if we go back to this, maybe it's simpler too. If you go back to this equation, you have to consider that this is the special masking. And normally in the literature, or for the model that we have used, that is a model proposed by Professor Knang in the Hong Kong University, you just multiply by the JND temporal term. And that term, as far as I remember, does not imply any extension towards the coding tool of the HEVC.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.